On Trackside, it's time to head to the Mounting Yard.
Same as always, you know where it'll be. Head to Twitter, head to the podcast. You can listen up. But always, all our tips, sen.com.au/tips. Brownie, start things off, please.
All right. Geelong Dogs race 6, number 1. There's a dog called Aston Alua, the red dog. That's my best of the day in the dog world. Okay. There's not a lot of value floating around today. There's a couple of shorties in race 1, 2 and 3 in Balaclava that should all be winning, which, I mean, one of them will probably go under, but on paper, Super Valentine looks hard. It's not one of my best, but in the next, race 2, Real Whiskey is a put-in take-out job for Richard and Chantel Jolly. And then race 3, can't see how they're going to beat Rich Lady, to be honest. So you could have a multi with those. You'll laugh at this, Sammy. This is not me taking the piss. This is legit. But I am tipping as my best of the day in Dubbo, race 2, number 7, a 61 start maiden.
Ridiculous.
Camp Cove for Connie Greg, barrier 1. This prep, this horse has been really good. Beaten a long way into second by Choice Witness first up. Parks should have won. Forget last start when it didn't have the best of luck. We're still only beaten 3 lengths there at Bathurst. This horse will box seat and be winning today in start 62. Breaking.
Let's have a lunch on it. Let's have a lunch on it. That will not happen. I can promise you it will not happen. 6-year-old mare. It's on its home track, though, but 61 starts. But that's ridiculous. Wow. That's amazing.
Yep.
That's the best.
It could
that's
be the best.
That's new ground for you. That is new ground for you. Best of the day, a 61 yes. start maiden.
Imagine wow. a few slobs. Imagine this song.
That's huge. That is huge.
All right. Is that it, Brownie, for you?
Yep.
Yep. All right. Sammy, what have you got for us?
Rightio. Let me see what price that rotten thing is. it's $3.20. It's $4.50. Dogs had a bet. It's $4.50 to $3.20. How bad is that race? Oh my golly gosh.
What are you betting? A lunch? You having a lunch on it?
Yeah, we'll have a lunch on that. That's wow. Well, I'm going race 3, number 1, Bull of Anaka. For Matty Cale here. I reckon this is obviously a Dubbo. I think this horse was okay first up, but it had a poor start, jumped slow, and it was back. And then it went to Orange, 1,400, rounded the race off beautifully. And then it went to Parks over the mile. And it was sound enough. It ran okay. I'm not a fan of going back in trip with horses, but they're just so slow, these things. I mean, they're dead set walking machines. So I think this horse is... it's had plenty of time under its belt. It's been sound enough throughout this prep. Matty Carl's a good pilot. So we just need a hot tempo because he'll get back a bit, but he'll finish strongly. And then I go to Balaclava, race 5, number 4, Yelana, for Jacob Oppenman. This has drawn a good gate. She's been going around in... races at Morpheville in the early part of the prep where she was sound. She went to Oakbank and rounded the race off really well. Gawler last time round was just plain enough, but it's drawn a good gate here. And I think back in a 56, this is its grade. I mean, they're just not much chop, are they? So I only put 2. I did a quaddie for both meetings today and I only had Yelana and I actually put Tough Lassie in. Just because I thought it looked like one of those races that something could get up and if something got up and surprised, I thought Tough Lassie could be improved off its first up run. So both my quaddies are up on the quaddie app. And, yeah, just 2 best bets today at both meetings.